The following shir has been presented by Harav Daniel Neustadt, Yoshev Roish of the Vat HaRabbanim of Detroit, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yutches speaks about the Indian of Shvisas Kalim. It brings down the machlokes between Bishamai and Besinul, whether or not Shvisas Kalim is Aser in Shabbos. Besinul Shita is that there is no Isser of Shvisas Kalim, and therefore it is permitted for a person to use Kalim which were begun on Erev Shabbos, even though the Melacha, these Kalim will continue to make a Melacha on Shabbos itself. So there's all kinds of examples that's brought down in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Poiskin Mayim Legina, Erev Shabbos M'chashecha, you're going to open up into the water spigot, even though the water is going to be watering the garden, and you do get an Erev Shabbos, and it's going to continue on Shabbos. But it's mutter, because the Melach itself was done on Erev Shabbos, and even though it continues by itself on Shabbos, that's just the Indian of Shvisas Kalim, and this and other cases discussed in the Gemara is mutter. The one exception that the Braisa lists that seems to be Aser, the Braisa says, "Avol ein noisnim chitin l'secha rechaim shalmaim, ela bechtei sheitchenu mibodyoim." When it comes to putting wheat into the mill, into the water mill, to grind, so over there the Braisa says that the grinding must be finished before Shabbos comes. This is the one exception. And the Gemara wonders why. Why should this be different than, for instance, the case of Paiskin Maim Legina? What is the difference if you're opening up a spigot to water the garden, which is in Issa Deraisa, or you're putting in Chitim into a Tchena Matchena Shomayim to grind them? They're both Aser, but both of them are being done on Erev Shabbos and continuing in Shabbos. Why should this be different? So there's two Shittas in the Gemara. Rav Yosef says, the Nechanami is not different. And this part of the Braise goes according to the Shita of Bishamai, and Bishamai holds Shvisas Kalim is Aser. So that's why this Tchina is Aser only according to the Shita of Bishamai. And Echanami according to the Shita of Besilim, the way Rav Yosef understands the Shakla Vataya, it's no different than any other of the cases that are spelled out here, and it's Takamutim. However, Rabba doesn't want to learn that way. It doesn't sound like that from the Braise, because the whole Braise is Mater, and it sounds like from the Braise that it's going in the Shita of Besilim. So what's pshat that only this last din is called to Bishamah? So therefore, Rabbi learns know that even Bishamah, who generally holds Shvisas Kalim as Mutter, will be might over here that this is Aser. What's the reason? My time, says the Gemara, because Matchanes Shomayim, a grind, makes noise. It doesn't work silently. It's a noisy thing. And since it's a noisy thing, so therefore, even though it happens by itself, it's Aser. The rabbi, though, doesn't explain. So what? What's the difference if it's a noisy thing or not? You're not doing anything. Everything that you did was done on Erev Shabbos. Why should this be any worse? So Rashi says, V'af shemilse b'Shabbos. It becomes mefursam. It becomes noisy and everybody hears about it. It's something which is loud and heard by others outside of your house, outside of your yard. And therefore, says Rashi, V'ika zilusa. And you're mezalzel in the covenant of Shabbos, you're degrading the honor of Shabbos by having a machine operate on Shabbos which could be heard by others. It's mashma from the Lashon of Rashi that itself is a bezoin. A machine running, a noisy machine running on Shabbos is considered a zilzel on Shabbos, even though you didn't do anything. And even though it's happening b'meila. But the fact that there's a noisy machine running in your house or near your yard on Shabbos, thus alein, that itself is a zelusa of the Shabta, and therefore a person has to be makpid about that. This explanation is also what it sounds like from the Torah. The Torah says that kaven the avshem milsa tfei, since it's very noisy and well heard, is ika zelusa the Shabbata. It's like bezayin for the Shabbos to have something running. According to this explanation, this is a new Isser. We haven't heard this, we don't find this in other places. That's something that you're not doing. But nevertheless, it appears as if Shabbos is being ruined, the sanctity, the quietness, the tranquility, the menucha of Shabbos is being disturbed by a noisy machine that's not being operated by you. And that's considered a bezayin to the Shabbos. This seems to be the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Torah. In other Rishonim, it's mashma that they didn't learn this way. Because we can understand. Because where do we hear such a zach? Who cares that it makes noise? I'm not doing anything. Why is it a bezayin for Shabbos? If you take a look in the Smag, He says he learns Pshat and Rabbah differently. His lashon is Mepneshim Hashmas Koil, grinder makes noise. V'yoymru Rechayim Shal Ploini Toichanos B'Shabbos. V'yizveru the B'Shabbos Nosnu Hachitim. The Smag learns nothing to do with the fact that there's a noise and therefore the Menuchas Shabbos is being mevuze. No, people are going to suspect the owner or whoever is using the machine that he did it on Shabbos, because they hear the machine running in Shabbos. How could the machine be running in Shabbos? Must be that it was turned on Shabbos. Or Shabbos, the chitim were put in there, and therefore the noise of the machine began to work, because it began to grind. So there's a chashad. This is a Maris Ayin issue. This is not a new issue, it's not something unique. This is a general halacha. We find Maris Ayin in many places in the Chashabbos, certainly the Chol HaTorah Kulo. And that is the Chashash. So the Av Shem Milsa means that it's noisy. And once it's noisy and people hear about it, it becomes well known, and therefore people will start suspecting the operator of operating the machine, of turning on the machine in Shabbos, being over in Issa Deraisa of Mavir, or whatever other malacha that he may be over. So these are two different ways of learning Pshat Nesugya in the Shita of Rabbah. Pashtus, there's a big nafkamina ledina. What would be in a situation where the rechayim, the mill, the water mill, belongs to a goy? It certainly not doesn't belong to a yid. It belongs to a goy. So lechayra, if the pshat is that when there's a machine that's owned by yid is working, is a zelusa the Shabbos like Rashi learns, that's lechayra only owned by a Jew. But a machine that's owned by a guy, I mean, there's many things that are owned by a guy, what does that have to do with us? So if it's owned by a guy, that's not considered a bezoin to the Shabbos, and it wouldn't be considered zelus to the Shabbat. But if you learn like the Smag, that the chashash is maybe a Jew put in the chitin on Shabbos and began to operate the machine in Shabbos. So lechayer, what's the difference if the grinder is owned by a Jew, is owned by a guy? But if it's in the Jew's property, and it's possible anybody could operate it, could be owned by a guy, but it's available for rent or for borrowing, so it's possible that the Jew also turned it on. So if it's possible that the Jew turned it on, so then the chashash, the marasayin, still exists. So according to that chashash, if you learn like the Smag, the problem should remain even then. Nice, if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, and it's brought down by the Mishneh Berurah, they both pass Kinkar, and all the Achrayim agree that if the Rechaim are owned by a guy, it's mutter, and there's no chashash of Avshim Milfa. So it's mashma that Lahalacha, they seem to accept that the reason is like the Smag, that they learn like Rashi, that the reason is on Zelusa the Shabbat, and therefore they understand that by Zelusa the Shabbat, there's no problem, Baruchayim Shalakim, there's no problem of Zelusa the Shabbat. If they'd be worried about Marisayin, it could be that they wouldn't be making like that. That's the mashmos from this halacha. However, this din, this machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Paskins straight like Rav Yosef, that the whole problem is Shvisas Kelim, and therefore we don't hold Shvisas Kelim as an issue if it's mutter. He doesn't hold it as whole issue. According to him, Matchanes Shomayim and the Priskin Maim Legina, they're all the same, they're all mutter. The Ramah, however, is Chayshish Lechatchila for the Shita of Rabbah, that Av Shemilsa is an issue. And he says that the chatchilu should be machmir, unless it's b'makom seder, or if it's a tzarech gadol, if it's a tzarech rabim, or if it's a loss of money, there's room for kula because we can rely on the ikur din, which is like Rav Yosef. The chatchilu is a person should be machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah also says that if that's the minig, a person should be machmir, unless he has clear minig otherwise. But the Ramah says that even though lechatchilu a person should be machmir and not allow a noisy machine to operate in his property, he says, but it's mutter to put on a grandfather clock, a kli mishkoilis shakoyin zeger, that's mafse mashmiya koil l'adiyah shoyis v'shabes, it rings every hour, so everybody hears a noise, so it's afshem milso, so l'chay should be usher to set a grandfather clock before Shabbos that chimes on Shabbos. So the Ramon, no problem. Ki akoil yoidim shedarkon lehamidoy me'esmoil. Everybody knows that for a clock to work, you don't stand there and bang it every hour. You set it the day before, and then it runs for the next 24 hours or however long it lasts. So therefore, when it chimes an hour, it's clear that it wasn't put on Shabbos. And the Mishmur explains, v'lo yachshidu she'emidoy b'Shabbos. Nobody will suspect him that he set the clock on Shabbos or banged it on Shabbos and made the noise on Shabbos, because that's not the way clocks work. Clocks work when they're preset. And therefore, there's no chashad that he did it. So from the way the Ramo writes down this halacha, and the mocker is from the Ogur. And the Ogur, if you take a look in the Ogur inside, he clearly says that the whole problem of Avshim Milsa is like the Smag, which is because of Marisain. And therefore, in the case of a Zeger, in the case of a grandfather clock, there is no Marisain, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the Loyach Shidu Shemid of Shabbos. So it sounds like it's a shtickle steer in the Mishnah Berurah himself. Because from the first Mishnah Berurah, that passage that Rechaim Shal Akum is Mutter, is Mashma that he learned, the problem is Zelus of the Shabbos. From the second Mishnah Berurah, and really the Ramah himself, is Mashma that the whole problem is that Rechaish is that he chimed it in Shabbos, and in this case there's no such Chashash. Because if the problem is Zelus of the Shabbat, so then the language shouldn't have been Veloyach Shidu Shemidah B'Shabbos. He should have said Ve'en Kan Zilus Shabbat. So it's a little bit not so clear from the Paiskim which is the main reason that they're Chayshish for as the Pshat in this Halacha. But still, you have to say that they're Chayshish for both reasons. And it could be that the only time that it's really Aser, at least Lechatchila, according to the Pshat of the Ramah, is only when both reasons apply. But if only one of these reasons apply, could be that the number chuyif to be machmer. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says by Rechaim Shalakum that there's only one chashash. There's only chashash of Marisayin. You can be mekel because once there's no zelus of the Shabbata, they're not worried. And then Echanami by Zeger, what Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah mean to say is that not only isn't there zelus of the Shabbos because everybody knows that this is set from yesterday, there's no Marisayin either. So Echanami, both reasons don't apply. But the halacha, it could be that if one of the reasons applies and the other one does not, it could be that even the Ramah would not be machmir ledina, even lechatchila, because b'deavid or b'makom hesed gadol makom hesed, the Ramah is also mekel. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, it comes out that a person is not allowed to leave a washing machine running on Shabbos, a dryer, a vacuum cleaner, and even if these things were turned on by a goy. But nevertheless, it's still Avshim Milsa. These are noisy machines. They're heard from other people from the house. Sometimes they're heard outside of the house. Anything which is heard outside, so either one or both reasons apply. It's a noisy machine on Shabbos that belongs to a Jew. And it's also possible that somebody will be choshed that the machine was turned on by a Jew. Nobody knows exactly who turned it on. So therefore, both reasons apply. When both reasons apply, certainly one should be machmer under most circumstances and not allow such a machine to operate in his property.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.